Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Iphindile khulumayo. Yes, uNkulunkulu usho njalo ayanda athi izono zethu zisithekile ukuthi angasizwa. Let us come, siklin. Ekuseni baba siza kuwe ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Baba unothembakele Nkosi ungcwele ekuseni. Unguba yedi ngegama likaJesu thezwini lakho. Fear not. I'm with you ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Egameni likaJesu baba uthembakele. This is the day you have made for us, my God. To purify, to cleanse us, my God. Sigcwelise Nkosi egazini lakho ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Nkulunkulu ongahluleki. Baba wena uthembakele ekuseni. Unguba yedi ekuseni. Ungosonini nanini. Ngegama likaJesu. Jesu waseNazaretha kusaqala Nkosi yami nyangenja. Let us enter with clean heart in the name of Jesus. Ngegama likaJesu yasho laphaya David athi create me a clean heart, my God. Sisakline izindlu zethu zenyama, masikline nezindlu zethu zomoya ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha in the name of Jesus. Baba wena uthembakele. We are an awesome God in the name of Jesus. Egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha. UNkulunkulu uhlalani kimi nami ngizohlala kinina. Ngegama likaJesu baba wena uthembakele. We are an awesome God. Riyanda bakhanda rende beketsiyanda. In the name of Jesus. Egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha. In the name of Jesus. Baba wena uthembakele muhle ekuseni uthi Mose baba uma ngahambi nami angihambi sikhulekele ukuhamba nabe singahambi ngeendlela zethu ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha baba wena uthembakele ekuseni Lord we thank you Lord we honor you we give you praise in the name of Jesus egameni namandla likaJesu waseNazaretha we love you dead in the morning we need your direction my God sikhulekele ukuhamba ngendlela yakho ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha Lord we thank you we honor you siyabonga ekuseni siyabonga sibonga uthando lwakho sibonga ukubizwa ngabantwana let us be children abantwana bayakhona ukulalela in the name of Jesus you are worthy to be praised baba wena ungcwele uthembakele we thank you we love you daddy in Jesus mighty name amen
oh God we are so grateful this morning. Good morning and welcome to you, my family. We continue to worship him. It's 2 minutes after six. We take your calls on 012-334-1322 this morning as we continue to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord, and to just come before him. See, so pukintliziyo, stelukolo, sbulelutando, thanking God for so much love. Ah, it is only love that can do what it is doing, the work of purging, deep cleansing in our lives. Good morning to you, my family. It's Radio Pulpit this morning. Hey. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's Radio Pulpit this morning. 012-334-1322. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Susanna.
Ah, good morning, Tata Mekseni. Ninjani, Tata?
Hi, Shapila, man. You know, I'm so overwhelmed.
Hey, Tata. Hey.
We have a meeting the end of one. This morning, I thought to myself, through your prayer, yonke into obuyikhuluma emkhulekweni, ukhuluma nobaba. Even mentioning the court case, it's so amazing. It's in the Word of God.
Amen.
It's in the Word that uNkulunkulu alibeke kumina enhlizweni, and yonke leyo nto, the same Word yona okhuleka ngayo. So I felt very pressed ukuthi I must share this. It's in Isaiah 33, Sifaya, ngicela ukuthi ungifundele 3 verses lapho. 33 from verse 15 to 17.
Okay, that Isaiah 33 verse 15 to 17, ne?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm reading from the New King James, and it reads, "He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, come on, Lord, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil, wow, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will see the land that is very far off." Isaiah 33 verse 15 to 17. Tatane?
Verse
22. Oh, okay. "Your heart will meditate on terror. Where is the scribe? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? You will not see a fierce people, a people of obscure speech beyond perception. Of a stammering tongue that you cannot understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet home, a tabernacle that will not be taken down." Come on, Lord. Not one.
Verse 24. Like the king is our judge.
Okay, it's verse 22. "The king, the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king, and he will save us." Hey.
You know, this whole week, the Lord impressed this word in my heart. That he that speaketh, that walketh righteously, that speaketh uprightly, that despiseth a cane of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high.
We
have the unkulunkulu sibizela ukuthi we must live holy lives.
Unkulunkulu
sibizela to a higher place.
That's right, absolutely.
Especially abantu in times like this, you know. Uto David, I've been young, now I'm old.
Hey.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And they are begging for bread. And yet, you know, people are so afraid, you know, to put trust in God. I'm talking to believers. God, okay, learn to learn. It means, you know, I'm so amazed with God. Everything that, you know, ABC has been meditating this whole week, in your prayers, I was just pressed.
No, we bless the Lord, Dad. No.
You know, my sister, you know, unkulunkulu ukubizile. God has called you, ukuthi, you know, you must be a comfort to a lot of believers, you know, abashona hapa. And you are such a blessing. But no one God is going to hold me responsible for this thing. I must say this thing.
No, we bless the Lord that is in Shekalendle. We
It's amazing, you know. Most of the time, you know, I always say, no, man, it's not my idea. And then, I become guilty the whole month.
It's,
you know,
amen. Understand? Gumpago way too. So you can't sit on it. We thank God for conviction.
Yo.
No, we thank God for
Ay,
ulungile kodwa luthando no lo dad luthando.
I will serve an awesome God.
No, kakhulu, kakhulu dad. Amen. Yo, siyabulela dad u Lord ekseni bethunana at the witness of 3, right? Or 2 or 3. You know, a word is established. So we really thank God, bazalwane, you know, 012-334-1322. Ungahlali nomphako wethu. uThixo uza kubamba nawe inyanga yonke. Ngahlali nomphako wethu, please, we beg you. We're coming through to take your voice notes also on 0826572729 this morning. Good morning and welcome to you, my family. It's 9 minutes after six. And of course, we've got great news for you today. Prof is back with us and we hope to catch up with him just at the brink of 15 after six, because I'm sure Udada has a lot that he would like to share with us. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we come through to your voice notes coming through on 0826572729.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Morning, Radio Pulpit family and the saints. We really thank God this morning. Umamkamalona. Ngibonga uNkulunkulu kakhulu this time. Ukuphiliswa kwakhe, God has been so faithful. We really suffered from COVID, sonke as a family, myself, my husband, and two boys. And we thank God, ukuthi, though my husband is still not okay, he's adjusting. So, but siyaphila. We went to the doctor, especially me, I went last week Monday, and I discovered that I'm still positive, but in so I'm speaking ukuphila kaNkulunkulu upon my life and my family. And I'd like to thank God kakhulu for you, my family, that I know you were praying for us and praying for everyone who's suffering from this pandemic. And we were so overwhelmed. Ngimvile umama okhulume before, othanda said before, she really ministered to us. Thank you, says Ayanda, for ministering. You know, today I really felt the hand of God, and I'm still feeling it, that the fear was so overwhelming. You know, you didn't know where you were, but we thank God that he renews us every morning. He's faithful. His faithfulness is so great every morning. We really thank God for you guys. We thank God for ukuphila. We thank God for his church, those who stand with us in the time of trouble. And, you know, there is so much that I can say, but all day is that I am so thankful to God for life. And again, we have just celebrated my 49th birthday on the 2nd of September. And for that, I just thank him that through all of that, he has been God who's been with me. And thank you, family, that you're always with us. We celebrate you and God bless you so much. Amen.
Oh, amen and amen. My family, Mom Gama, coming through this morning. Happy belated birthday to you, Mom Gama. Happy belated birthday, Mom Thelma. Oh, guys, we just want to thank the Lord so much this morning. You know, as we were just meditating and planning and hearing, earlier on, earlier this week, I just felt like, you know what, ubawo, maskesi testify, you know, maskesi fagaze, you know, there's power in testimony, you know. So I'm really just praising God that even before we mention the specifics, you know, of what it is that we are asking Abazolwane to say, the Lord is just really doing his own thing. And we just want to thank God that even though he is rebuking us, we don't want to pour water on that, but we understand that the reason why he is speaking to us like this is because of this love that he that redeems us from places of complacency and from places that separate us from his love, that separate us from experiencing the fullness of who he is. And so we really want to thank God. We want to thank God for you, Mam Thelma. Thank you so much. Sis Tepisi Azakwe Mtasekaya, bless you. Hello, Sis Pintile, bless you so much, Mtasekaya. Sambulela kakuluba obazalwane. The lines are still open. I'll take one or two calls if kunento ekuchisayo before we cross over to Dada Wetu namhlanje. And so I've asked Prof this morning, before we get to get to Prof, here's a word, tatu lote behlutshwa lelizwi, mna nali lizwi. And you know when you duck and dive and you sort of try not to focus on this word, it's like, yo, bawo, are we back there? Are we really back there? Yo, I. So it's Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. I'm just going to read it. It's a message to the lukewarm church, right? And the angel of the church of Laodiceans, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. I know the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. Hey, I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. You, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Yo, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with the eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, Nancy Lindau, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to dine with, I will come to him and dine with him, he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Oh, bawo sivile somandla, sivile Thixo wethu. We ask, Lord, this morning that you would just renew in us the steadfast spirit and create a clean heart. Uvusele uthando lethu lokuqala somandla. Uyathetha nathi, siyakuva bawo, futhi siyakubulela ekuseni. In Jesus' name this morning, amen.
Father God, it is in the name of Jesus that we come to you this morning. And we want to say you, Jehovah, Elohim, God, the Creator, Jehovah, the Great I Am. You are Jehovah El Shaddai, Almighty God, Jehovah Chisever, my righteous God, Jehovah Adonia, the Lord, my Master, Jehovah Jireh, our Provider, Jehovah Rapha, our Healer, Jehovah Nisi, our Banner, Jehovah Mekadesh, our Sanctifier, Jehovah Shalom, God, our Peace, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah, the Lord, our Shepherd, Jehovah Shammah, the ever-present God. You are brighter than the morning star this morning, Lord. You are lily of the valley this morning, my God. We exalt your holy name, glorify your holy name, adore your holy name, love your holy name more than anything, my God. In the unfairness of life, my God, it is Jesus that changed everything this morning, my God. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God, this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God that heals us this morning. Father God, we bring forth, Father God, the leadership of our country, my God, the president and his cabinet, to the men down on the streets, my God. This morning, we thank you, Father God, the spring. See now that spring is here, my God, that everything has come new, my God. The seed has been, the seed, oh, wherever you are planted, may you germinate so that they can, you can blossom for the God, for the Lord this morning. Thank you, Father God, for your word that went forth before us, my God. The wind that has come in season, my God, for you are the God of all seasons this morning, my God. We pray for our leadership in our churches, my God. May you raise leaders in our churches that will take up your faithful word to the to your people, my God, this morning. Pray, Father God, that there will be leaders in the communities that will look after your children, my God. Leadership that will hold up the strongest of your word, my God, that will carry forth your word, my God, this morning. We thank you, Father God, that let the fire keep on burning, my God. Thank you, Father God, that this morning as we approach the throne of grace, my God, let us come with humble hearts and humble spirits, my God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a God that heals us in this season, my God. Thank you for healing us, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We thank you, Father God, ask all this in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Oh, my family, we just really want to thank God this morning, Alpha and Omega. Utatu Peter Libelo, there's a word that I'd like to read quickly before we welcome Utata Wetu. Simtanda kakhulu, simkhumbula kakhulu, who's standing by on the line this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. Okay, verse 21. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. other versions say it's a guarantee of all promises and a guarantee of things to come. And this morning, you know, my family, as we are getting ready, you know, to hear from the Lord what it is that he has to say to us. Uchilutata kuthi kudale sicelele ba, he's really in the business of preparing the bride. You know, he is cleansing us, he's teaching us virtue, he's showing us what to do, he's giving us wisdom, he's rebuking us. But when we teach on some things like discipleship, we were about to learn now about discipleship, but we can't do that. You know, sishiya abantu ngaphandle uthi Jesu Christu, I leave the 99, ndiphume ngaphandle ndiyokhangela just one person. And in case you are that one person namhlanje, khawumve nanku Jesu Christu enqonqoze enhlizweni yakho, khawumve nanku umzali wakho wokuqala elanda emkhondweni wakho this morning. Hear the voice and the sound of God's knock at the door of your heart this morning, and may the Lord truly just convict all of us, you know, unto a place of righteousness. But mostly, if that is you this morning, I really want to pray that you not be left outside, that you be given this platform and this opportunity to confess Jesus, to invite him into your life as personal Lord and Savior. And there's a wonderful song. I'm just going to play one verse, and I'm just going to ask Utata, before we do anything, to just pray and lead us and just open up the platform for us. You know, the song, it speaks about the first love, returning to our first love. Perhaps there are people that you know, that you know that you've been ministering to, that you've been praying for. Let's just intercede, even if it's just for 1 minute. Intercede for salvation and for the you know, not just confessing, but this morning.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.